This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you by my side. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air and the chat room. You know, somebody made fun of me for saying, "By my, you are by my side." I've got the board over here. I listen to everything, or I see everything that you say that you got coming through. But get over yourselves. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And I really do. I love it. I love it when you're part of the conversation. If you want to send me an email, you can send it to joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Next hour, it is going to be my pre-record or my pre-interview with Wayne Allen Root. Who knows Trump very well? I mean, I'd go probably just shy of saying they're best friends. But he knows Trump very well. And again, I do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me here at the Real Side with Joe Messina. Can you tell? I got to learn how to tap dance. But anyway, the president said, hey, that's what I'm doing when I'm looking for the screen that went away, as many of you probably figured out by now. So Mr. Oblamo said that he's very proud of the fact that we will, you know, that we will, knock on wood, leave the administration without any significant scandals. Now, if significant scandals means that there's pictures of him having sex with other people in the middle of the Oval Office, then I guess he's correct. But there's nothing else that has happened in the 8 years. You know, do you talk about somebody that's full of themselves? He's learned, and this is his words, not mine. He says he's learned nothing. I'm not joking. He says he has learned nothing in his time in as president. Does that scare anybody else but me? For him to say something like that, because it's so wrong. Let's see if I can pull up the audio on this. I stink at this, right? La 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 la. Yeah, of course. It that would have been too easy. But if I could pull up the audio, you have to hear it for yourself. Because some of you say I make this stuff up as I go. What good does it do me to make stuff up? I mean, seriously. How do I win? Here, let me see if I get it now.
Proud of the fact that we will, knock on wood, leave this administration without significant scandal.
I'm at a total loss for his reality. I have no idea where he gets this stuff. I know, is it the people that work for him feeding him this? Is he that dumb of a guy? Seriously. And now he has never gotten any of these things right, has he? He believes his own lies, big time. He doesn't see anything wrong in the stuff that he does. How does that work? No, I'm being quite honest, quite serious. I mean, unless he's really got some problems, and some of us really feel like he does, how does that work? How can you say that the IRS wasn't a scandal, email wasn't a scandal, she worked for you when she was doing it, you knew she had it, you know, I'm so tired. This is going to be our job for the next 4 years, people. Let's see if you're on board with this, okay? Maybe I'll have some badges that say TRS Posse. What do you think? I like that idea. There's some badges that say TRS Posse. You could be part of the posse. And you need to call out this stuff every single place you see it, whether you want to or not. I'm not joking. I'm dead serious. Do not let these people get away with this. When you got the, I called one out tonight. They didn't know what to do. They called me every other name. They dealt with everything other than what I dealt with. They said, I love these people. He's not my president. I said, great. Then who's going to lead you? And when he comes up with an edict or he comes up with a law that you like, are you going to follow that law? Because, well, maybe he'll be your president then. You all went off the deep end when some of us said, I didn't say it, but some of us said Mr. Obama was not their president. You got all nasty and crazy and ugly. And you called non-black people bigots and racists and everything else. You called black people Uncle Tom's who said that he wasn't their president. So this is, let me help you with this, okay, some of you hardcore left-leaning Dems. This is why you lost. You have no grasp of reality. Seriously. The house is ablaze, and you're looking right at it, and you're going, what's that smell of smoke? Ain't my house. I mean, seriously. You'd be on the Titanic asking if you could order another hamburger before it went down. No big deal, right? He's not your president. I mean, do you understand what fools you look like? And not because you're protesting, but you understand what fools you look like. Every single thing you got mad at down what you're saying now you won't be doing that because he was black, right? So you can read my mind, you know my heart, you know all about me. So you know the only reason I didn't like Obama is because he was black. Shows you what a fool you are. And then you want to move on to Mrs. Clinton? Yes, the reason she lost was because women had a problem with misogyny. No, the reason she lost is because women knew who she was. Women weren't going to send their sons in to die for a woman who could give a crap less about their kids or their country, for that matter. Come on, be honest about it. This stuff's got to stop. You guys are going to stop this stuff. We're going to stop this stuff together. Because we're going to get actively involved for 4 years. They're already starting to come down on him. They're already blaming him for stuff that he has nothing to do. They want him to come out. I heard it tonight. Two young people from colleges. They want Trump to come out and tell the protesters to stop protesting. Hey, you morons, they're protesting him. Think about that during the break. I'll be back in a minute. Member at Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com and use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them. Yeah.
Welcome back to another segment of sanity. I always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. And be part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. A lot's happening up there as well. And you should be involved in the lots happening, seriously. So, again, I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I know you could be listening to a whole bunch of other stations, other shows. You've chosen this one. I'd like to believe that shows you how high your IQ is. But, hey, what do I know, right? Anyway, always a pleasure to have you on board with me, too. And, you know, I said earlier, and I just saw somebody jump in the chat room from there, is we have quite a few Australian listeners. Do they need a translator or anything, or is that, no, really? Pretty much the same thing. They probably need a translator for me, though. Maybe not much anything else. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. All right. I'm amazed at how they keep letting this guy get away with this. We the people, as you guys like to use so often, we need to keep fighting back. We need to keep pushing back. As producer Tammy was saying during the break, it's not that Mr. Obama doesn't know. Right? This is what he wants you to believe. This is why he's pushing this narrative on you. Right? Think about it. Now, some sources are saying that these are the most tone-deaf remarks of his entire administration. This has been going on since day one. And he's never been shy about, tooting his own horn, right? Tell you how great he is. Even when he's had nothing to do with it, he wants to tell you how great it is. He does have a habit of blaming all the negative stuff on other people around him. He's got Trump now. This would be great. See how he spins stuff off on him at this point. He reflected on his last days of pregnancy, last days in the presidency. Yeah, I feel pregnant. We're going to give birth on the 20th. We're going to get rid of the bad stuff. You know what I'm saying? So, as you heard, he went on to say, I'm very proud of the fact that we will, knock on wood, leave the administration without a significant scandal. I'm still trying to figure out, none of you guys responded to me. What the heck is a significant scandal? What do you think he would deem? Would it be, hitting the nuclear button by accident and then blaming it on somebody else? Would that be significant? I don't know. And what's he must be knocking on simulated wood because it's not helping him. You don't even need, you can have, I'm going to tell you what, I'm not making fun of my Alzheimer's people, but he could have Alzheimer's and still remember how bad of a situation this man is leaving us in. Right? I mean, did he forget the Secretary of State sent classified emails from a private server? Actually, even sent them to him. He had some kind of, he was playing with the emails. Well, he knew all about it. Even though he said he didn't, he knew all about it. So this stuff, again, we let them get away with it. We have to, in the words of, what was his name, the Attorney General? Obama's first Attorney General, Holder, Eric. In the terms of Eric Holder, who said that we need to make guns as uncomfortable in daily life and in speaking about it as smoking cigarettes is. Okay? We need to make it so obvious. When we're talking about President Obama, we need to make it so obvious, make his failures, his shortcomings, so obvious that it becomes distasteful for people when you even bring up his name. I'm telling you, Jimmy Carter was Einstein compared to this guy when it comes to, presidential policy, being a president. Anyhow, let's move on to, white police officers don't unfairly target black suspects. Did you know that? Were you aware of that? I mean, some of us knew it. We've been looking into it. But now there's an actual study on it. The day after a Minnesota cop was charged in July in the July shooting death of a black man, an in-depth study was started. Because we all knew, right? At least we were told that we all knew. That white cops go out and target young black men. Remember Sheila Jackson Lee? Remember her? She said that that the police go out and hunt down young black men like it's a game. Now tell me that doesn't incite any negativity, right? Now the in-depth study purported to show race generally does not play a role in police shootings. Among the findings, the investigation released Thursday by the Crime Prevention Research Center, white police officers are not significantly more likely to shoot black suspects, and body cameras have had little effect on decreasing the police killings. The more cops at a scene, the less likely a suspect will be shot. That's what it boils down to. Let's get some more cops on the street. Neighborhoods will be safer. And less people, cops included, will be shot. Why is that so bad? Now, the study examined data from 2013 to 2015. Now, that's a time period which almost perfectly bookends the police killings of Michael Brown and Ferguson. In August 2014, an episode that helped lead to the rise of the Black Lives Matter movement and place increased scrutiny on police shootings. Yet the research team of John Lawton and Carlisle Moody found that the percentage of black suspects killed in 19 months before Brown's death were 24.8%. That's almost exactly the same as the percentage killed in 2000, well, in 16 months after Brown's death, which was 25%. So there's no change. No real change. You might have imagined if people were shooting black suspects for some type of racial reason, wouldn't it be more of a change before and after Ferguson? Now, cops seem to shoot for black suspects to say that cops seem to shoot black suspects is not proved out in any study so far. Not a one. If you match apples to apples, if you actually use the percentages of blacks that live in the town, how many create crimes, you know, all colors, all walks of life, there's no change, no real change. So, now news stories don't tend to mention the race of the officer anymore. When the officer is black, because most of the black officers we found by looking at the department, they actually had to, for the study, because there was no record. Well, you wouldn't want to keep a record of this, right? What if you found out that more black officers shot more black young kids? What would happen, do you think? So they had to go find the officer's name, and they go look at the officer's picture on the website, you know, the police website. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. I got a lot coming up after the break. Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again?
This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Yes, 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 it is a pleasure. I am Joe Messina, your host. Hey, head over to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll. There's a million things you can do up there on the website, and I do appreciate the time you spend up there. I actually appreciate the time you spend responding. Joe@therealside.com, Joe@therealside.com. As I told you, he would eventually join us. I know how that works. Michael Hausman joins me, as he does every week. We're going to... I really want to get a take on him and the protesting, and I want to know if he has a one of those safety pins that we older folks refer to as diaper pins on. Michael, thanks for being with me tonight.
Well, thanks for having me on, man. I appreciate it. How are you?
Good. You going to send me a picture of the pin? You got the pin on?
You know what I need to do? I need to tell you what I'm doing in January. I'm going to be a part of this. In terms of protests.
Okay.
All right. January 21st, the Women's March on Washington in Los Angeles. We're the Los Angeles chapter of the Women's March on Washington, but we'll be gathering in Los Angeles. This is a march on LA that will be held in love and light of unity and inclusivity. We are representing on the West Coast for all of those in D.C. This is not an anti-movement. This is a pro-movement. It's a pro-peace movement. Safety, safe space, respect for our fellow human. We honor the system our country is run by, but we are standing together to support women. It is a safe space. Está un ucha marcha inclusiva y todos le co apoyan los derechos de las mujeres son bienvenidos.
You know what that means to me? Absolutely nothing. You know that, right? I have no idea. I have no idea what you just said.
No, I was just being funny. But my buddy and I are going. We're going to take a video camera, and it's the day after the nomination. And the context, obviously, is the racist, hateful, misogynistic, anti-LGBTQ, fascistic government that will be installed the day before. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be part of that.
You make me feel so bad.
Mm-hmm.
I feel terrible. I mean, it's mostly because I'm white, just so we're clear. I mean, seriously, I love what I'm seeing. This is what you and I and others have been talking about this for, what, about 4 years now,
right?
About how these people are just off their rockers. They need to get a grasp on reality. Listen, you have to make this better. They're having meltdowns on the Internet. You have to make this better. I'm going, you have to make what better? This is how the law works. This is a constitutional election. Nobody's screaming about voter fraud, and that's how he won, right? And they say that,
right.
I love this part, they say that he's not their president. So I'm thinking to myself, well, if he's not your president, when he makes decisions that benefit you, can you take advantage of them? Right? When the crap starts to hit the fan and the stock market goes sideways or something like that, you can't look to him for help. I mean, whatever bailout he does, can you take advantage of it?
I don't think so.
Not your president.
No. No, that part. So you were never part of that he's not my president move when Obama became president?
No, sir.
Nope. You weren't emotional. You didn't cry. You weren't upset.
I wanted to cry. I wanted to punch some people in the face. But no, I didn't do any of that. I went to work every day. I came home at night. I curled up in a fetal position in the corner of the kitchen because the kitchen's a safe space for me. And that's what I did.
Let me. I'm going to be writing I'm going to work on an op-ed over the weekend that'll go up to town hall. That's kind of along this line, and the idea is going to be: I discovered a letter that I wrote to my social media world in 2008. And I'm not exactly sure how I'm going to do it, but it's inspired by this. Listen to this, dude. You're not going to believe this. This is a friend of mine. Wrote this on Facebook. To my friends and family who voted for Trump. I need to hear from you, not here, not publicly, but I need you to reach out to me. I know you're not racists or homophobes. I know you're not misogynists or insensitive to differently abled people, but the man you voted for is. I'm not going to challenge your reasons for voting for him, but I need you to check on me, because while you did not intend to give voice and power to this hate that has made the world much less safe for all minorities, including me, I need you to acknowledge that this is unquestionably a byproduct of your vote in Trump's election. I need you to tell me that you love me and that you will fight with me against this. I need to hear from you. That is an actual post. And there's just a ton of comments.
Is this from a friend of yours?
Strictly speaking, it's a friend of a friend. It was sent to me.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say, I mean, I can't imagine... Forgive me, Michael. I know you're a very open kind of guy. I can't imagine you having somebody like this close to you. Because this guy's a meltdown. Can you imagine if they give him the wrong kind of coffee at Starbucks, what happens to him?
Well, you can imagine the interview, right? So that guy is sitting across from him, and they're looking at him and they say, okay, let's see here. All right. Undergraduate work at Mizzou. Graduate work at UMass, obviously. Let me see here. You have an emphasis in gender studies and a minor in feminist poetry. And your graduate work is in, what's that word? Anti-multicultural intellectualism and its ill effects, 1650 to 1725. And you're currently writing your thesis on that. Okay, well, thank you for coming in today.
Hey, that's the truth.
Catch me a latte.
Right. And, yeah, maybe you should write it out for him, though. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
No, we have gone off the deep end, my friend. I mean, when I'm watching, you and I like to make fun of this stuff on a regular basis. At least I do, anyhow.
Sure.
And when I'm watching what's going on out there, I'm watching what these... young, and it's mostly young people. Let's just be honest about it. It's mostly younger people.
Oh, absolutely.
They have no conception. They have no clue of how the process works. And you see how easily they start to melt down. You see how easily the problems they start having are. I'm sitting here thinking to myself, this is our future, Michael. I mean, do I need to move to Spain? What are we going to do here?
You know what? First of all, the world is not going to end with Donald Trump as president.
That. Yep, yep.
Frankly, nor would have the world ended if Hillary Clinton had become president.
Right.
And I got to tell you, I'm a little sheepish about this. So I'm coming. Do I have a hat? I was going to grab it to put it in hand.
You have a sheepskin hat, do you?
No. You know how you come? Somebody comes back to you with hat.
Oh, hat in hand. My God, you are old, aren't you? You realize you only get so many minutes, bro.
All right. Well, anyway. So... I'm still not a Trump supporter. All of the concerns I had about him still exist, absolutely. However, that being said, all of this frabba jabba that's ongoing, all of this nonsense and deepfakery, has made me at least adjacent to being a Trump fan. I mean, if the pearl clutching and the whining and the bitching and the moaning don't stop, it will provide such endless entertainment. I mean, it truly is staggering to me. But the reality is that guys like you and I, we've got to get up because we got to go out and earn and we got to make a living.
Right.
You know, a friend of mine posted a picture, a Facebook Live of a protest down in San Diego. And this guy's a full-on radical leftist progressive.
Yeah.
And I commented back to him. I said, now, which one of those down there is health care that I'm paying for? Because it would be nice to put a face with a checkbook. And he's, you know.
Well, you know, it's President Obama today said that he felt good that he was leaving the White House. Now, you have no liquid in your mouth, right? Because I don't want to see it spew out all over the place. He said it was nice to know that he was leaving the White House with no major scandals behind him.
Right.
Which is basically truth, because they're all still in front of him, don't you think?
Right. he said something along the lines of, you know, a lot of people have considered my presidency a success or whatever.
Well, okay. What lot of people? You know, is he talking about a specific lot, like that sort of big lots where they have these big boxes? Because I'm talking about, eight people, maybe nine? Think he's been a total success?
Right. Well, you know what? I saw this meme the other day, and there's been a trillion of them about that meeting between the president and the president-elect in the White House.
Right.
And they've gone every single way, but one of them is Obama has kind of a harsh look on his face, and he's gesticulating and talking to Trump, you know, off to the side. And Trump is kind of leaning forward with this face, looking forward. And in that little, I mean, who knows what was going on, but in that little snapshot, it looks like Obama is scolding Trump, and Trump is pissed off about it.
Yeah.
And the caption was, "Thanks so much for everything. Now pack your
blankety blank bags." Yeah, there you go. We got to go. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. We'll be back in a second with Michael Howsam. Don't go far.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals? Fluoride? Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
You are some messed up white people.
We are back. You're listening to The Rail Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me bring him right back in. Michael Hausman joins me, as he does pretty much every week now. And we talk about what's going on during the day and what's happening. And no, he didn't spit up all over himself. You don't need to have a, he doesn't have to change or anything like that. Well, you know, people paying attention can see you got a different shirt on.
Oh. Yeah, okay. I took off the tank top. And for Seinfeld fans that will love this, and Joe, you got to tell your audience that you had no idea who Vandalay Industries are.
I still have no idea other than it was a Seinfeld skit. Which still means nothing to me, but go ahead.
It was a Vandalay Industries. There are listeners of yours going right now that are scurrying to Facebook to look at the Facebook Live, and they're like, this guy has a Vandalay Industries t-shirt on. I got to see this. I just doubled your Facebook Live audience by telling folks
Actually, I saw the number take a nosedive. Wait a minute. Hold on.
You know what? What we've got to do is we've got to keep the video off my face.
There you go. I'm back on the Mandalay. How exciting is that? Okay, so look, you've got your kids are really young, right?
No, my kids are 9, 10, 16, 20, and 22.
What the heck is wrong with you, dude? Have you talked to any of your children, if you don't mind me asking, about what's going down?
Oh, no. I actually did read a book about 6 years ago and figured that part out. But at the time, it was bad tax advice.
I got past that. I know what causes that. I have four of them myself.
Oh, okay. So now what's your question?
Yeah, well, no, I'm sorry. I had moved on from that because I know that usually that's bad booze. I mean, too much booze causes that kind of thing. But We'll talk about that another time. Oh, God, I could have so much fun with that, but I'm not going to right now. No. Have you talked to your kids at all about what's going on in the world today? Have any of them asked? Do any of them even care?
Well, no, they absolutely have. In fact, I have been using, obviously the world we live in as of a little over a week ago just became awful. And I've been trying to figure out which things do I need them to focus on in terms of what will be the biggest terror that they need to be concerned about. Because there's a whole host of them. The world just went upside down a week ago. And I need to do my part as a parent to really, really drive home the fact that they need to be horrified and afraid. And so I'm actually working through figuring out which of the new things on the horizon that they need to fear most. I mean, well, don't you think? I mean, the number of 8-year-old children that are sobbing and crying and whining from major, political journalists across the country, their 8-year-old kids are asking them questions, what's the impact going to be on the Heller decision? And, is Marbury versus Madison going to be threatened and Brown versus Education is going to be overturned and, all of that stuff. And so I'm sitting down with my kids. Is it thermonuclear war? Women no longer have a path to success in this country unless it involves a bedroom or a kitchen.
God.
There's a bunch of things that race relations, boom.
Yeah.
1855, we're there back there instantly.
Yeah. The chain business is going to grow tremendously, isn't it? The people that manufacture chains for slaves.
Oh, absolutely. Right. You're not going to be able to breathe if you're out of doors, obviously.
Yes, yeah. And the water, you won't be any drinkable unless you buy it from some big corporation who's subsidized tax-wise by the government. Anyhow, so Lieutenant Governor Newsom is now pushing to make state colleges sanctuary campuses.
Good.
You like that?
I do. I am a huge fan of rander intermittent ignorance of federal mandate and laws. For example, it's insane. Newport Beach, as of 2 days ago, has announced that it is a sanctuary city for the growing, refining, distribution, and use of heroin. Because the governor, the mayor of Newport said, you know what? We're not going to take this anymore, which is totally awesome. I mean, I get that Los Angeles is a sanctuary city with regard to federal law about immigration. And I don't know if you saw that up by you, Granada Hills.
Yes.
Actually, no, it's not. Granada Hills is part of Los Angeles, isn't it? Yes. It's not its own city.
No, it is. It's part of Los Angeles, yes.
What's one of the other incorporated cities that's up in the valley or close to the valley is now going to allow automatic firearms because they're going to be a sanctuary city against. So there's a lot of stuff. Also, and this is so bitching, my parents live in the city of San Diego. Federal income tax, sanctuary city. You don't have to file a federal tax return.
Well, dude, perfect. Yeah. I like it. And they won't let the feds in to get anybody. I like that even better. That's where we should move.
The idea of the sanctuary city thing, especially being one of the folks, just like you, that are paying for these people. It's
wonderful. California, I tell people all the time, and you're in the real estate thing, so there are cities that are actually for sale all the time in California. These small towns / cities, outside the main metropolis area, and they're always for sale. So maybe we should group together, we should buy one of those, make our own rules, become a sanctuary town or city, build our own wall, and tell them to go pound sand, right? What do you think? Yeah. I think I got them onto something here, I think.
Didn't Kim Basinger buy a town in the South somewhere?
I don't know. I'm a married man. What do I follow her around for?
You're in Los Angeles, dude. You got to be a little.
Oh no! I have a natural repulsion to Hollywood and those places. You know what I used to love to do? You could appreciate this, and some of the listeners might be able to get this. If you've ever been to downtown Hollywood, and it's not what you guys see in the movies, and it's not what you think it is, because it is like you get a block north in some areas, a block south, a block east or west, and it's like Scumsville. All right, and so anyway, when you're in downtown Hollywood proper, where the theaters are and all that other stuff, you could just hang out on a corner next to one of the buildings and listen to people talk. And they're so full of themselves. And then you go a little further over, right to the Melrose area there, coming into West Hollywood, And you get to those restaurants, those high-end restaurants, and everybody's doing, what, a $20 million deal, right? There isn't anybody in those restaurants who isn't doing a $20 million deal, but they all seem to order the house salad and a glass of water with lemon in it, right?
Right. They all, there's four people living in a studio, and each of them are leasing Bentleys. No, that's
right?
True.
Isn't it true? Yeah. I might get Pacino to go for this. I might even get Stallone in on it, too, but I got to get this all together first. I need to know you're in with me. You know what I'm saying? And can you pick up the tab, because I left my wallet at the house. You know what I'm saying?
Now, I actually have spent some time standing on street corners in Hollywood as a way to generate revenue, but that's a totally different
story. Yes, thank you for that. But that's one of the things I love to do. My wife will tell you that, too. I love to just sit and watch people sometimes or just listen to what they're saying, because I get the biggest kick out of where they think they're at in life, you know? And that same guy who's trying to talk you into helping him buy a $500,000 home now goes out and gets into his 1977 Pinto, the car that he was selling. He says, yeah, you know, my car's paid for. Well, I should hope so at that point, right?
Right.
So I always get the biggest kick. California is such a different universe to be living in, don't you think?
Well, you know what? It is, but the thing that's interesting about California is there are so many different universes, you know? I mean, you drive 3 hours north of where you live, you know, get 60 miles north of Bakersfield and go into a little town out there, and it's no different than being in West Texas, right?
Right. I hear you. Yeah. You can go ski. My buddy used to say, look, you can go skiing in the morning, and you can be on the beach in the afternoon, right? And it's just the way it is out here. I agree with that. But the people, you know, my joke used to be on the East Coast, if you wanted to sell a product, you had to have the prototype or a working copy. You had to have a game plan together. In California, you pitch a concept, right? You don't have to have anything. You don't have to show them anything. You just have to have an idea. And you can sell that. Which is why we get away. You know, think about something. If you're going to make a true sanctuary city, college, whatever, means that you're going to stand up for, you're going to stand strong for the rights of those that have committed a crime for all intents and purposes. It used to be the only place that was sanctuary was a church or a synagogue, a place like that, right? Somebody could run there for sanctuary, so to speak. Right. Now, you go into college, are they going to stay there? I mean, is anybody, I knew I was going to get excited at the end here. Either we are a rule of law country or we're not. And if nobody's above the law, that means even the people that have been here, something has to be done to make them legal, to help them get legal, or to move them along. Something has to be done to get everybody in line, don't you think? You got about a minute.
You know what? I don't want to have people get in line. I want them to choose their own way. I just don't want any of their choices to have an impact on my own way and my own wallet, frankly. That's my approach to it, seriously.
Listen, we don't have a whole bunch of time. I was going to say, I mean, between tax money and everything else, it does have an effect on you. And I heard one young kid try to tell a commentator today that this proof, there are studies out there to show that illegal immigrants actually pay up to twice what they cost the federal government. I don't know how much heroin you have to take to get that number.
There was a guy asserting that on Tucker Carlson's new show yesterday. By the way, you got to watch that. Tucker Carlson's new show on Fox, replacing Greta. It is fantastic.
Wow.
And a guy asserted that exact thing, and Tucker and there was a city councilman from the Bronx who was asserting the same thing, and Carlson shredded them. It was fantastic.
I love it. Housen, where do people find you? Quick.
HouseRules.us, H-A-U-S, rules.us, or at MP House, M-P-H-A-U-S on Twitter.
Perfect. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Listen, Wayne Allen Root joins me after the break. You're going to have to pay attention to take notes. You're not going to be able to keep up with him. We'll be back in a minute.